Ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O-Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Hello, hello, good evening. It is Wednesday, the 15th of June, halfway through the middle of the year. Kind of wild to think about. So the news here in the United States, because I know we're international, has been ridiculously upsetting, to say the least. You just heard my lead-in stories were first the horrible massacre in Orlando, followed by the absolute travesty of justice that was that judge's decision to give a rapist only 6 months of jail time. There are no words when things like this happen. It's unbelievably hard to wrap your head around it. And the truth is, as far as the incident in Orlando goes, we need to get rid of assault weapons. It's not as simple as that, but it is a ridiculously important first start. Not all guns, not all gun holders, nothing like that. I have no particular qualms about people feeling a need and choosing to own a gun. But as Stephen King pointed out, there is absolutely no reason to own an assault rifle unless it's to go down to the range and enjoy, you know, the guns have a very particular smell when they're shot and stuff. And the only other reason for assault weapons is to kill people. They were created for them. So sadly, that is what it was used for this weekend, and my heart and thoughts go out to those who lost friends and family and loved ones. It's beyond horrible, and once again, we're talking about it, but whether or not anything will be done, of course, remains a question. Actually, one thing did already happen, which I found a little bit surprising and has the potential for being hopeful, and that is that Walmart has announced they will no longer carry that particular weapon, and hopefully they'll stop carrying all assault weapons in the near future. Again, rifles for hunting, guns for protection, I have no problem with that. But automatic weapons, that has one use, and that is killing people, and that has to stop. You know, the number of bullets he was able to shoot during that short period of time was outrageous, and that is why so many suffered. This past Sunday was the Tony Awards as well, happening right after, only hours after this terrible tragedy. And because the shooting was at a gay club, certainly a great number of people in the theater felt affected by that. The theater has always been a place of great acceptance and great diversity. I've been proud to be a theater kid my whole life. Once a theater kid, always a theater kid, I'm learning. Now that I'm far from being a kid, I'm realizing that it's still a huge part of my life, my identity, and most importantly, in some ways, I suppose, my memories. There was no talk of canceling the Tony Awards for this. You don't let murderers win when it comes to things like that. You don't let them change the good that's going on in the world. Not surprisingly, that night, the musical Hamilton, which has already won the Pulitzer Prize, a Grammy, and a ridiculous number of other awards, was the big winner with 11 Tony Awards after a record-breaking 16 nominations. It didn't win a record-breaking amount. That still goes to that record is still held by the producers with 12 wins. And I must admit that while it would have been nice to see it at least tie, I was really pleased that the Theater Wing Award for Best Actress in a Musical went to, and I cannot pronounce her name, but the woman who plays Celie in the revival of The Color Purple. Her performance, and you can see it online, was and is spectacular, filled with an amazing amount of passion and heart. And Celie, if you know The Color Purple, the story of The Color Purple, you know that Celie is the musical. She is the story. And this young woman made her Broadway debut in this role. So it's outrageously exciting when somebody arrives like that and starts so strongly. So that's very exciting. Early in the evening, Hamilton took a lot of big awards, one of which was the was Lin-Manuel Miranda for Best Score, which has to do with both the music and the lyrics. And his acceptance speech brought me to tears then. It may bring me to tears now, but I want to share it with you because it speaks greatly to what is going on right now, both with Orlando and with what happened with that judge. So I'm going to play for you on the Tony Awards 2016 YouTube channel Lin-Manuel Miranda's win for Best Score at the 2016 Tony Awards.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. He won the award in 2008 for In the Heights. I'm not freestyling, I'm too old. I wrote you a sonnet instead. Yes. My wife's the reason anything gets done. She nudges me towards promise by degrees. She is a perfect symphony of one. Our son is her most beautiful reprise. We chase the melodies that seem to find us until they're finished songs and start to play. When senseless acts of tragedy remind us that nothing here is promised, not one day. The show is proof that history remembers. We live through times when hate and fear seem stronger. We rise and fall and light from dying embers, remembrances that hope and love last longer. And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside. I sing them as a symphony. Eliza tells her story. Now fill the world with music, love, and pride. Thank you so much for this.
Fill the world with music and love and pride. And that is a great great charge, I think, for all of us. Lin-Manuel was really amazing that night, as was the cast of Hamilton, who performed the song The World... Well, they performed the song Yorktown, which has the refrain, "The World Turned Upside Down." And I believe that was magnificently and sadly appropriate for what we experienced with this most recent tragedy. So I don't know quite what else to say in this opening section of mine. I want to go on with the Real Woman Creed that I started to talk to you about last week. It is ridiculously warm here in New England. It's over 80 degrees. I think it may still be. It's too warm in my home. I'm at that strange point where, you know, it's warm and you just can't really think. It's like the heat is eating your brain. That's kind of how it feels. Oh, it's dropped down to 73 degrees. Aren't we lucky? But my bedroom's going to be way too warm when I get up there later, and I'm not looking at that. Last week I told you that my son was bar mitzvah this week, and he was. Our last guests left yesterday, so part of the reason I am the way I am, in addition to the heat and the sadness in the world, is I'm still kind of brain dead. You know, it's just one of those things. You just can't, you just can't win. You know, you just can't stay awake. It's funny. It wasn't my, I mean, it was my event. I did all the planning for it, but it was my son's day. And it's a little strange because, you know, even though it was his day, the rest of us are still sort of loopy from it. As I said, did I say already that our last guests left yesterday? I can't even remember. Oh, this is so sad. This is going to be a very weird show. Very weird. Oh, well, love me as I am, people. This is where I am today. Where are you today, huh? Where are you? All right, let me look at my time. I got 11 seconds to tell you to come back for the next section of the O Spot here on Om Times Radio with me, your host, writer Rachel Kenley. And we're going to go through more of the Real Woman Creed because that really is a combination of oh no and oh yes.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcott, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to the O Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. We are midway through June. I'm melting here in New England, which is not a good sign. And it's actually a weird sign because we've had days of, it seems like whenever my son has a baseball game, I'm freezing. And then the other times it's warm, and so I figure, oh, good, by the next baseball game, it'll be comfortable, and it's not. It's just not fair. Woe is me. Is that a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to have happening?
So awful. All right.
To the Real Woman Creed. Last week we read and or discussed the beginning of Jan Phillips's Real Woman Creed, which is, I believe, the first part of it is, I believe that within me lies the extraordinary radiance, lies, excuse me, I'm still yawning. I have plenty of sleep today. I have no excuse. I have an excuse, but I have no good reason. I believe that within me lies an extraordinary radiance, and I commit to letting my light loose in the world. I hope you did that this week. I believe that the source of my power and wisdom is in the center of my being, and I commit to acting from this place of strength. I believe the time has come to let go of old notions and unhealthy attitudes, and I commit to re-examine what I have been told about beauty and dismiss what insults my soul. I believe that negative thoughts and words compromise my well-being, and I commit to thinking and speaking positively about myself and others. I believe that young women are in need of positive role models, and I commit to being an example of authenticity and self-love. That's not an easy one, committing to be an example of authenticity and self-love. It really requires us, requires you and me to own very deep, very intimate, very special parts of ourselves and be committed in a very profound way to our self-acceptance. We know that young women need positive role models. Actually, men need positive female role models as well. And as somebody pointed out, there was a wonderful article when Star Trek, The Force Awakens, Star Trek, oh, I'm going to get black for that, Star Wars, The Force Awakens opened, that Rey wasn't a role model for young girls. She was a role model for young boys because young girls knew that they could wield lightsabers and fight and win and be the hero. Such as it is in the world, it's young boys who need to see more of that. And that is true. I deeply believe that is true in this case as well, that not only do we need, when you commit to be an example of authenticity and self-love, you are not only bringing that gift to young women, but to young men who need it as desperately. Both genders need to know and see and live and feel the strength that women bring, the unique power that is ours to, for lack of a better word, wield, that's been entrusted to us, given to us. I know I've heard it referred to as a birthright even. That, you know, this power, this way of being, this feminineness. I need to make up a word. I'm not finding the word I need for this. But this way of being is a gift to the entire world. It is a gift that we give first to ourselves and then have the tremendous opportunity and responsibility, oof, tough word, to give to others. We don't always like that part, the responsibility part. Come on, admit it. I'll admit it. I don't always want to be responsible. Please, somebody else be responsible. Please be responsible for keeping my house and mine and cooking and laundry and all the other things that, you know, all the other routines that are mine that, you know, I didn't think about or really want or would happily. There's this great meme that went around that I saved a picture from it because it's so true. It says, I need professional help, a butler, a maid, and a cook ought to do it. That is a very, very me. Is that you? If it's you, please let me know. I'm curious to know my listeners a little more. So if that whole concept of wanting or needing professional help, being a maid, a cook, and a butler, or a driver, if all the chauffeuring is what's getting you crazy, I want to hear from you, okay? Facebook.com/author Rachel Kenley or rachelkenley@gmail.com. Please let me hear from you. I want to know I'm not alone in this crazy madness called life. But on a more serious note, really, the responsibility and how we show it, how we share it, how we give it, how we teach it is vital. It is. It leaves a mark. It leaves an impression. It creates a legacy. And like it or not, and responsible or not, one way or another, your actions are speaking very, very loudly to those around you, women, men, children, students, coworkers. If I want to return to musical theater, which those of us who love musical theater will tell you there's an answer for everything, or there's a song for everything in musical theater, from Into the Woods, Children Will Listen. It would be most apropos right now with the concept that, you know, no matter what we say, children listen. They watch what we do. They are mindful of us, even when they don't seem to listen to us. They are listening to us. They are watching us. They are aware of us. And we need to be aware of what we are saying and showing them. Always, always, always. So the next part of the creed is, this one is challenging for me personally these days, or it's, I don't know if it's challenging is the right word, but it's definitely something I've been aware of and have been trying to add more of to my life. And that is, I believe in my relationship between my well-being and the well-being of the planet. And I commit to a life of mindfulness that regards all living things as holy and worthy of my love. The concept of mindfulness, both personally and with regard to the world at large, is, I find it really fascinating. A lot of things I've been reading recently about weight even have to do with being mindful. That phrase seems to be coming up regularly in what I'm reading and seeing, and I'm one of those people who believes that if, you know, you see something more than once or things like that, there's a reason for it. So I'm finding myself quite curious as to what the reason is, and what the lesson is that I'm being tasked, for lack of a better word, with learning around mindfulness. And I know that by and large, I do things somewhat mindlessly. You know, I go on autopilot and I'm reactionary and I, you know, things are getting done, but it's sort of, have you ever like gotten to work or gotten someplace you're going and like you can't remember driving there? Which, given the fact that you were, you know, behind the wheel of a machine that could do damage to other people, is highly unnerving. I think there is a little too much of my life or in my life that I'm doing on that sort of autopilot method. And eating is one of them. It's sort of like, oh, good, that's there. I need that. Great, wonderful, terrific. Shove it in my mouth and we're done. Good, on to the next thing. And I am more and more aware that that is not good for me. It's not good for my health. And if this phrase and information is to be taken seriously, it's not good even for the planet. You know, it's affecting, you know, my almost disassociation or disconnection is detrimental to the world around me. I'm not adding or bringing or living in a way that is...
What's the word she uses here?
Holy and worthy of my love. An interesting way to think about it, that what we do and how we are, we need to be showing the world that we are holy, that it is holy and worthy of our love, and that we too are that way. I mean, I don't know about you, but do you act and eat and live in such a way that it seems that you treat yourself as holy and worthy of love? I would venture to guess most of us don't. And I don't think that's a good thing. I think maybe that lack of mindfulness, that lack of awareness is what's leading us down some of this rabbit hole of pain and loss and violence and dissatisfaction that's all over the place. I mean, seriously, even my non-political friends are getting not political, but commenting and getting frustrated and, unfriending people. And, oh my gosh, it's unending. It's this cycle that just doesn't seem to want to end. And I'm not even sure how we could at this point. I mean, all right, that's my oh no. Ooh, the next one's definitely good for our oh yes. So come back to the next section of the O Spot here on Om Times Radio with me, best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley, on Om Times.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Being a radio host on iomfm allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Alicia Isaacs-Howes.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. You can find us every week here on Om Times Radio at Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You know, it's been almost 2 years. I still like my music. I do. I do. Welcome back to the O-Spun. I'm your host, Rachel Kinley. And I hope you are remembering your magnificence. I mean, whether or not you believe in or connect with angels or any of those aspects that we have here on the show, if you just kind of pull out some of those phrases, you know, believe in your magnificence and realizing that business can be an amazing adventure. You know, these are good things. Hold on to the nuggets that speak to you. Don't worry about the ones that don't. You know what I mean? I hope so. All right, getting back to our business at hand, The Real Woman's Creed by Jen Phillips. And, you know, I haven't looked up her website recently. Let me do that. Pardon me for all the clicking. I know there's been a lot recently. Phillips. Whoops, Phil Phillips. Here she is. All right, let's see what it says. Jen Phillips. Jen Phillips, visionary, thought leader. That is indeed her. She is jenphillips.com. She has workshops and e-courses on her list, musings, her shop. She's, by the way, an amazing photographer in addition to other things. Let me see what it says in her about section so I can tell you a little bit more about her. She is, Jen Phillips is a visionary thought leader, award-winning author and dynamic speaker, co-founder and executive director of the Living Kindness Foundation. She's worked in 23 countries, presenting keynotes, workshops, and retreats. She creates a unique multisensory experience, weaving humor, storytelling, video, and music to inspire and ignite insights for life-changing action. Jen shows people how to access their wisdom, activate their creative energy, and communicate with passion and power. Her own quest has led her into and out of a religious community, across the U.S. on a Honda motorcycle, and around the world on a one-woman peace pilgrimage. Blending East and West, art and activism, reflection and ritual, Jan's presentations are transformative, uplifting, and soul-stirring. And I would have to agree with that. I've been taught by her. I have listened to her. She has a lovely long list of books and awards. She has a YouTube channel. Very cool. Which I'm going to open to see what we can find. I have her book, Marry Your Muse, Making a Lasting Commitment to Your Creativity, as well as several of her, one of her great, videos, called You Are Worth the Time, which is about creating and being creative. And, no, most of the things, I think she's uploaded. Oh man, that's too bad. Cause she's like magnificent. Oh wait, no, they're there. We Are the Creators. And there they are, and there's more things from her. Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. So check out her videos as well as her her website. Again, Jan, J-A-N, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. And I'm going to continue on now with her Real Woman's Creed. I believe in my spiritual responsibility to care for my body with respect, kindness, and compassion. I commit to balancing my life in such a way that my physical being is fully expressed and nurtured. Yes, that pauses me, because this is a huge thing for me right now. As all of you know, I've certainly been talking a lot about body image, my body image, how I'm treating my body, and things like that. I hadn't really thought of it in terms of a spiritual responsibility to care for my body, and to care for my body with respect, kindness, and compassion. That I have thought about and heard, most of us have. That's not a new concept for most of us, at least I hope not. It's certainly challenging with some of the things we see and allow ourselves to believe. And please notice the way I said that. We allow ourselves to believe. Remember, if you read anything by Katie Bryant or Byron Katie, excuse me, the whole idea of not believing all of your thoughts can be incredibly powerful and empowering. So I say this so you can be aware that the things that are influencing you that are external from you are things that, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it's a choice, you know, we can't avoid television or the media or whatever it is. The truth is, we can practice and learn ways to not let it in, to not let it influence us, to change what does and I'm back to the word responsible, but be responsible for the things that influence us and that we allow to become important and influence us. So, yeah, I believe in my spiritual responsibility to care for my body with respect, kindness, and compassion. I commit, this is something I haven't done yet, I commit to balancing my life in such a way that my physical being is fully expressed and nurtured. Talk about a gift to give yourself and the world and your family. The act and art of really appreciating yourself. I mean, how incredibly powerful, what an incredible gift that would be. All right, continuing on in the oh yes here, I believe that joy is an essential part of wellness. Oh, you've heard me talk about this. Joy, passion, purpose, heart's desire. I do believe this with my whole being. And I commit to removing obstacles to joy and creating a life that is full of exuberance. Ah, now that. Whew, that is like, that's practically how I think of my purpose. You know, committing to a life of joy. You know, too often things of pleasure are devalued, whether we do it or we believe it's being done by society or we see it around us or somebody told us or whatever it is. The truth is joy and passion and happiness have an outrageous amount of power and potential for power and potential for changing. And improving our world. You know, yes, I mentioned the assault rifles, and yes, there will be many, many more people who discuss this, but somewhere in the midst of all this, we really could and should, and I'd like it if we talked about happiness and joy and what is keeping us from those things, from that magic that exists. I think it's why the retelling of fairy tales has become more and more common, is that we're looking for those successful quests for joy. Those defeating of the things that get in our way and the overcoming the obstacles to our one true love and our biggest desire and all of those things. We want. We want things. And by things, I don't mean material. I mean, we want love and we want connection and we want passion and commitment and connection. I think I said that twice, probably because we want it twice. We want it a lot. We want understanding and compassion. We want for things. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I hope I'm not making it sound like I believe there is, because I truly believe there isn't. These are things that they're basic. You can almost look at the Maslin's hierarchy of needs to see that some of these things, I mean, they're not food, shelter, and clothing, and maybe I'm discussing, first world problems here, but they are real. They're the desire for them and the quest for them and the empty feeling that exists when they're not there is very, very, very real. And we can't always or don't always put the words to it to help us get there. I, as a writer, obviously feel like words help me to get closer to what I want. They help me to better understand where I'm going, sort of the Alice in Wonderland thing. If you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter which way you go. For me, words are an important part of how I figure that out. But for most people, it's this unexplainable feeling that something's not right, or they're not happy, or something's missing. Sorry, distracted by a cat. Boy, they know what they want, don't they? We deserve to strive for those things that make us happy. We deserve to be able to articulate what those things are, to ask for them and receive them in however way, whatever way that might appear. You know, we get told in some way, we get messages around not being too greedy or needy or wanty. You know, pick your word, make it funny if that helps you to accept it. But the truth is, you know, there are things that after we get through the first word problems of food, shelter, and clothing that really make the having of food, shelter, and clothing worthwhile. Oh, talked right into my music. I'm going to let this cat out of my studio while you go on break and come back for our final part of the Own Spot on Om Times Radio.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Live Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Welcome back to our final Oh Wow section on the O Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley, and Oh Wow is really for taking it out into the world, the things we've discussed, the things we've just thought about, and being aware of their potential in us. I don't want to say changing our lives. Changing to me has such a somewhat overly dramatic and in this day and age somewhat overused phrase, but really just enhancing and looking at what you have in your life and what you would like more of and how to potentially achieve that. That's really what this section is all about to me. So appropriately enough, we're on the last part of The Real Woman Creed, which states that I believe that a woman who loves herself is a powerful, passionate, attractive force, and I commit from this day forward to loving myself extravagantly. Picture the word extravagantly. Isn't that awesome? I love that word. It's magnificent, I think. I believe that a woman who loves herself is a powerful, passionate, attractive force. Remember, think of that, an attractive force. You're going to do a force of, just with immense passion, attract things to you that you want more of. At least I'm hoping that, because this is, you know, this is when you love yourself. The truth is when you hate yourself and you're in the wrong or in a tough place, yes, you're attracting that too. And I'm sorry about that. It's sad, but true. But we're going to think of ourselves as being women who love ourselves and being a powerful, passionate, attractive force and committing from this day forward to loving ourselves extravagantly. I am going to, and hopefully my audio will cooperate, play You Are Worth the Time, which is about creating. So if you're an artist of any kind, writer, poet, fiber, painting, whatever you do, the truth is You Are Worth the Time is about more than just creativity. Is about who you are and what gives you joy. So hopefully this will be loud enough. And if it isn't, I'll stop and come back. But this is Jan's amazing video. Again, You Are Worth the Time.
It's not easy these days making time for our creative work. Voices call us from everywhere demanding our attention, our energy, our time. And many of us somewhere along the path got the message that making art was self-indulgent, so we relegate it to the bottom of our list. It becomes the thing we get to when the laundry is done, the kids asleep, the groceries bought and put away. We get so caught up in the flurry of our lives that we forget the essential thing about art, that the act of creating is a healing gesture, as sacred as prayer, as essential to our spirit as food to our body. It is our creative work that reveals us to ourselves, allows us to transform our experience and imagination into new forms, forms that sing back to us in a language of symbol, who we are, what we are becoming, what it is we have loved and feared. This is the alchemy of creation, that as my energy fuses with the source of energy, a newness rises up in the shape of who I am, and I myself am altered in the course of its release. I am never the same in the wake of this work. As I create, I come into my power and wisdom, into my deeper knowing, into that newness which becomes the gift I share with the world. As a result of the time I spend at my work, there is more of me to give. More awareness, more joy, more depth. I become centered in the process, focused on the interior, attuned to the inner voice. Life is no longer about time and demands and errands. It is about the extraordinary metamorphosis of one thing into another. What begins as cocoon emerges a butterfly. What once was sorrow may now be a song. As I am changed by the art that passes through me in the process of becoming, so am I changed by the creations of others. Having felt the truth of your cobalt blue, my red will remember, and its voice will be clearer. In the turn of your phrase, the tenor of your voice, the pulse of your poem, I find fragments of myself I have long forgotten. It is to you I look to find myself. In your words, I find the courage to write my own. Making time for creative work is like making time for prayer. It is a healing act, a leave-taking from the chaos as we move from the choppy surface toward the stillness of the center. To be an artist, it is not necessary to make a living from our creations, nor is it necessary to have work hanging in fine museums or the praise of critics. It is not necessary that we are published or that famous people own our work. To be an artist, it is necessary to live with our eyes wide open, to breathe in the colors of mountain and sky, to know the sound of leaves rustling, the smell of snow, the texture of bark. It is necessary to rub our hands all over life, to sing when and where we want, to take in every detail, and to jump when we get to the edge of a cliff. To be an artist is to notice every beautiful and tragic thing, to cry freely, to collect experience and shape it into forms that others can use. It is not to whine about not having time, but to be creative with every moment. To be an artist is not to wait for others to define us, but to define ourselves, to claim our lives. Our cities and towns are full of poets, playwrights, composers, and painters who drive buses, work in offices, wait on tables to pay the rent. Few of us are paid much for our creative work, so we squeeze it into the hours we have left after working other jobs. We write our novels in the wee hours of the morning, work in our dark rooms through the night, write poetry on subway cars, finish essays in waiting rooms and parking lots. We rarely think of ourselves as artists, though it is our creative work that brings us to life, feeds our spirits, and sees us through the dark. We may feel alone, but we are not alone. There are hundreds, thousands in the night doing as we do, trading this sacred time for the bliss of creating. There are a lot of things we don't have in life, but time is not one of them. Time is all we have. One lifetime under this name to produce a body of work that says, this is how I saw the world. Your work is worthy of whatever time it takes.
Well, I hope that meant as much to you as it did to me. I have ever loved this piece by her. The first year I was at the International Women's Writers Guild, she played this video, and I own it on videotape. So that'll tell you how long ago it was. But truthfully, it never fails to move me. And now that I hear it again, for the first time in quite a while, actually, I'm thinking that it might be something wonderful to use as a way of meditating, to use that as a sort of behind the music I use to guide my own personal meditations. So if you choose to use it in any way, shape, or form, or would like more information on Jan, or You Are Worth the Time, or The Real Woman's Creed, that I've been reading, again, please get in touch. I always forget to give you this information, rachelkenley@gmail.com or facebook.com/author Rachel Kenley. And I'll look forward to hearing from you if you have any questions. Or I would love to hear also how Jan's words may have affected you or stirred something up in you. I think that's something that she does well, and it's something I think of her doing. That's part of who she is. She's someone who stirs things in others. So I have another 30 seconds or so with you. Once again, I'm going to read that final piece. I believe that a woman who loves herself is a powerful, passionate, attractive force. And I commit from this day forward to loving myself extravagantly. So that is my wish for you on this warm June evening, that you love yourself extravagantly. And whether that means indulging in something expensive every now and then, or as simple as remembering to drink water so that you stay hydrated and comfortable and refreshed and healthy. Whatever it is that is loving you and extravagant to you, that's what matters most. And there's that music. So on behalf of Om Times Radio and the OSBot, I'm Rachel Kenley, wishing you an extravagantly wonderful week. Good night.